for April 1st, you sent Yellowstone Volcano Observatory monthly update, and I got to looking at the that update, and they have a a ground-based volcano alert notes a swarm of 109 earthquakes from March 29th to 31st. Are they underestimating the amount of earthquakes?
Yep,
they are.
They can't put it all. They can't put it all out there because nobody would. They almost don't believe that now. See, that's the problem. Is it's gotten so bad that it's been so watered down. Media ecology. That's what Bob. You thank Uncle Bob. Thank you, Bob Dobbs. Thank you, Uncle Bob. Bob did this. He's watered everything down so that everybody's basically anesthetized. Otherwise, they'd go out in their yard and shoot themselves in the face. They'd go commit their own suicide because they know they could stand it one more day. So, yeah. Okay. That's just Bob watering it down.
All right. I didn't ask you this before, but when that train derailed in Montana, it got me thinking about this. They didn't confirm the contents. Okay, Ian, are those trains derailing because of sabotage or the poles flipping?
What's the difference?
One is natural and someone's behind it. The sabotage.
Both apply. Okay. Now let's do it another way. Since you brought it up. All right. You look at the United, look up. Now, Opie can probably do better than this than most people, but anyway, look at how many tornadoes occur in the United States that fucked up America. Okay? And there's a ton. There's only like 200 tornadoes in the world. And there's like 1,200 that have already happened this year in the United States of America. It's unbelievable. It's unfathomable how many tornadoes there are. Used to, they only hit the trailer parks. if you had a Fleetwood single wide, the tornado was coming to your house. You know that.
Ryan, did you say 1,200? Did you say 1,200?
Already. This year.
Not even finishing. Mm-hmm.
Correct. And it's not even, it's really the season. And so, and then everything is exasperating. Every single week you have something blasting California, and every week you have something tearing up Louisiana and Mississippi, and it's running up all the way up to Boston, Massachusetts, and all that kind of, it's all just one thing after another. And in one day, it's 90 degrees in New York. And then the next day, it's 34 degrees. Is that unbelievable? And then that's happening right now. Every week, there's a new mess of a potential problem. And
that's
are the majority
of those 1,200, are they in Tornado Alley? Like in, what is it?
No, Tornado Alley has moved. No, stop. Tornado Alley used to be in Texas and Oklahoma and Nebraska.
Right.
That's changed. It's not there anymore. Now it goes into Arkansas, which is Arkansas, Mississippi, Tennessee, and straight up to New York. It's moved. Tornado Alley has moved.
Does it have anything to do with the Mississippi River?
Yep. You've been to see. There's a lot of stuff going down that we've already said, but it doesn't matter because that's not the sign. See, we're in a different act of the play. The play is going on. The fat lady is getting the aria ready, and she's getting on the stage, and she says, blow. Yeah, she's in the blow. But that's neither here nor there. Everybody's coming to a place where this is going to become the new. No, we better not say that. Can we say Switchgate? Switchgate?
Sure.
Would that be appropriate, a Switchgate? Okay.
Switchgate.
We might can say that. There's other things we can't say, but we can try that. Switchgate.
Okay, I'll ask this hot TikTok. That UCC filing for the U.S. Department of Defense. I've always heard rumors about that. Is that a fact? That the birth certificate enslaves U.S. citizens? It's all real.
Yeah. But that's all. That all ended. That's why the Pope did. That's the whole thing that's been going on. They just got loaned again. But that's all they're doing. It's kind of like buying insurance policies on old people so you can collect it because you know they're going to die. Ain't no difference in that. But see, that don't make any sense in the big picture. because that doesn't have any efficacy. It doesn't, it's not backed by anything. All this bullshit about printing money and this money and you got money and you got your QCIP and your ISIP number and you can put it on the federaltreasury.gov and you can look up, put the number on the back of your original birth certificate or the back of your social security card and get how much you're worth and put it in the amount of money that you got in there that you can draw off of. All that is, but it don't make any difference. Don't make any difference. But that shit's over. That shit's through. It's toast. Okay. If it don't have nothing to do with RNA drops, forget it. Forget about it.
Okay, and then Chad can probably jump in because I'm hearing right on the, getting ready to jump in. Kev, one more. Hey, Ion, was the Bank of Japan in the similar position as Credit Suisse that they were in derivatives?
Can you please ask that a different way? Could you?
Okay.
No, we're going to answer it. No, we're going to answer it, but we want you to ask it a different way because the way you're asking it, you're not going to get the answer that you're trying to get to. So don't say the Bank of Japan, say the yen. That's what she's trying to say. So ask it a different way.
Okay. Was the yen, pegged off of derivatives?
Don't you remember the yen carry trades?
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I forgot about that.
Uh-huh. Don't forget. No, ain't no step too high for a high stepper.
Does she carry a gun? Does she carry a gun? Does Kay Ivey carry a gun?
Oh, hell yeah. She'll shoot you goddamn. She'll shoot the black off your ass. Yeah, hell yes, you will.
That was a cool TikTok with her no absentee ballot cheating.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool.
Better know it. Better know it. And see, that's real. Meaning, now that's ridiculous. I mean, because she's extreme, and it's more extreme. We don't have, we got a secret. We got a secret we're going to tell you. We're going to tell you. Just tell you, Bert. We're not telling nobody else. We've decided that we're trans. We've decided we're trans. You know what we are? We're transparent. We're transparent. We're transparent. And our pronouns are who, and our pronouns are who and where.
Okay, who and where. Very good. Okay, hey, Ion. Okay, Ion, we discussed the PCR test last year because you said it was cloning. But that PCR test linked to human cloning, I got to looking into the what she said in the NIH. I went to the NIH website, but before you said it was, you said it was something they're preparing for the zombie apocalypse. But I listened to the wordy words that the lady said in there, and it's something hanging in there because she said that the PCR test is to check to see how the cloning's going.
Correct. Well, that's the point. Once the mRNA, once you change the mRNA, that's what's going to happen. That's going to be the trigger. So all we've been talking about is RNA. Well, nobody was talking about RNA until Carolyn started talking about RNA, the ribonucleic acid. Once she started talking about it, then they kind of the mRNA, and then it was cloning this and GMOs and HBOs and CBOs and dosidos. You know, all that bullshit. So they're doing all these separate positions that supposedly mean something, but what's happening is the humans are going to be changed. You do understand that if you've taken the vaccine that you're no longer human.
Well, I didn't, get that, but right? Yes, I heard that. Yes, you said that. Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. You are owned by the patent because you're not human anymore. So the patent now owns you if you had the mRNA. And don't worry, because they don't get you on the jab, they're going to put it into your food. But if you own the products, if you're on the products and you eat it, it won't have any effect on you. But if you're not and you eat it, it can break down your system. Basically, it can affect you. And that'll cause an affect, which will not be pleasant.
Thank you for that. Okay, but what it is the words the lady said in the TikTok, she said that they're using a green fluorescent protein, which comes from a firefly.
Mm-hmm.
And I did some search, and the green fluorescent protein comes from a jellyfish.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes. Correct.
She said in the TikTok that people are actually turning people into hybridized humans with insect DNA. But if
That's right. As well. But that's not the only thing. Jellyfish and also the cytoplasma. Okay, Alan did a huge thing on cytoplasma. Mm. And that also will change it too. Cytoplasma. She knows all about that. And then now, basically, here, look, this is NEAR 202. That's all this is. You change in the polymerase in the system. When you change the polymerase, it starts making a different kind of cell. And a different kind of cell, then you can't get rid of or can't get past or don't get out of or on and on and on and on. And I don't know why she swallowed the fly. Me, oh my, she's going to die. That the same thing goes into play here. And so it's simple. Carolyn's done this shit. She did this in the 80s.
Okay, but thank you, Ian, for that. That's more words for you to touch on. But okay, but taking the intent of that lady interviewing, she's saying that the PCRS test is to see how the change is going in the people to see how the cloning is going. So that's is that correct?
Yeah, in essence. Okay. And so now when you take, let's say you take a COVID test, you're being infected or they're checking to see if you're clonable, how you're going. The test itself gives the information so that they can clone you.
So so when they take that swab, they put it somewhere and then that goes into a cloning bank? Is that what that is?
Yep. Correct. And that's what's happening. And that's why there's no, now here's what's happening. Now today there's no value of life. Mm. Used to human life was precious. It's not anymore.
Yeah.
How many killings you have? And they go, oh, well, hell, they didn't kill but 200. It was just 200 killed. It was a pretty good day. What's all this? What y'all getting so excited about? You're always screaming about something. It's a couple hundred people. Who cares? You know, and then this church gets shot up, and then this thing, and then that thing. And now they're trying to, well, we better hush.
Okay.
Better ask some questions.
Okay, one more question on that. Has there something been in the food supply to initiate this cloning? Because it gave me the intention that there's something in the food that people are being cloned already through the food.
That's how they're setting it. Because food has no value anymore. That's why Bob will not listen to talk about food. He won't even listen to it. Because he knows it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
He won't even put up with it for a second. I mean, he eats. She eats one meal a day. It's a very long, full, long counter full of meals, but he only eats once a day, just one time a day. But it's a big, long counter full that he eats, but, you know, that's our mom. But he doesn't like to talk about that because that becomes a point of focus, and that has nothing to do with anything going on here because there's no nutrition, absolutely no nutrition, in the food that you consume. You're just basically making something to poop.
Okay, Ian, Donald Trump time traveler theory explained. There were some words in there that were quite different than what I was aware of. But the lady said that Donald Trump's uncle was asked by the government to look through the Tesla's work. Was that true?
That's true. Know. Yeah, Bob knows that. That's the Cohen brothers, the fixer, that arranged that. And Alan Dershowitz wrote a book, Get Trump. He makes reference to it as well. Alan Dershowitz hates Donald Trump more than anything in this world, and yet he's writing books about him and singing his praises. It's pretty crazy.
So did his uncle give him Tesla's time-traveling writings?
Baron Trump.
The uncle, okay, what it is, the lady said in the video that Donald Trump's uncle gave Donald Trump the writings of Tesla's time travel.
Nope.
That's not correct.
Nope. Gave it to Baron. Yes, that's right. There's no time. So he gave it to Baron. That's what the book that they wrote in 1900 that talks about the little Baron and then the Don and then they had the presidency and then they run this and they had time travel and they figured out all this stuff. wrote it in the book, and they even had the picture of Barron in the book, and he's just like the picture of Barron now. He's 7 foot tall, and he was the whole nine yards, just like that, just like that.
So Barron is a time traveler. Is Barron and Donald sometime, are they time travelers? Or is the whole family time travelers? Okay.
Don't want to say. Don't want to say. Don't want to say. Don't want to say because Bob's working on some things. So we know, we'll tell you for sure Barron is. For sure.
Okay.
And then the rest we can fill out. We'll fill in the blanks. But we don't want to mess up Bob's. Bob's got a dissertation to do and he's got things to do. Okay. Bob's actually going to get a job, y'all. Bob's going to work. It's going to be so exciting to see Bob do a day's worth of work. It's going to be amazing.
Anthony Weiner's laptop. Is Sidney Powell getting ready to release the Kraken on Anthony Weiner's laptop? It's like the second video.
No. Calm down. It's not that serious. Absolutely. But she's not going to throw all her ashes at once. You understand? She's not going to throw it all. She's going to shoot it. She's going to aim good. When she shoots, it's going to be her shot. She laid back, kind of being quiet, solving things, and this, that, and the other, tit and tat, and the other little bats pass. She's like, trying to stay back so she don't want to get in the firing line. Because that ain't going to work. They'll do bad things to you, as you know. But see what's happening now, the bad things they've been doing is now backfiring on them. Them yellow dog Democrats are fucking themselves to death, and they don't care because they're working for Bob. They don't care. So they're going to destroy energy in the United States of America, so Bob has to implement Coldplay. We're going to blow up. We're going to burn the Permian Basin to make sure that you're going to pay for Coldplay. How ridiculous is that? So it's quite an insidious little plot Bob has cooked up. Just saying.
Did you want to say something, Nan?
Oh, I was going to ask about the cloning. What do they want the cloned people for? What are they going to do with the
To make more treat meat, to make more Vienna sausages, some Vienna sausages, little treat meat with spam. It makes some more spam so they have enough. Then dogs eat. They're hungry. They want something to eat now. So there's a lot of folks, so they need more to fill in the blanks. Because they don't see value of life in people. You notice how people, that's the whole thing about the abortion this and the pill to give you an abortion and all this kind of stuff, and they're going to outlaw it, and they're not going to. Good Lord have mercy. It's ridiculous because the womb's closed anyway. It's the same thing. Oh. Same problem. Same song, different verse.
Okay, so when they clone, does it start as a baby and then just grow up, or they clone adults?
Not anymore. It did. Remember Dolly? The little lamb?
Sure.
Dolly had a little lamb, little Dolly. That's where it started, but now they can grow a whole human in 17 days. From itch to scratch in 17 days. But they don't have much value. They don't have much value, and they can't reproduce, and they can't, and they're little weak. They're weak, meaning they don't have a strong mind. So they're not going to become an Einstein.
Do they have an expiry date?
No, it depends. Best fresh if used by this date. Yeah. That's right. They're not good for fucking, but they're good to cuddle with. If you want somebody to cuddle with, they're good for that. They cuddle you to death, but that's about what they're good for.
Do they have a smell that we could detect them?
No, they do not. They cover it. Just like the way humans go through a whole bunch of stuff, like their colognes, and they wash, and they soap on a rope, and they scrub their ass and all them different things they do. Same thing here. They know brush their throats and do all those kind of things so they don't have a fighting hard not to have any kind of a scent. Or it's a strong scent, like a perfume, like that. But they'll work hard for it. Just like the same way humans do, Bob. But you don't really interact with humans, so you wouldn't have any idea how that really works. Mm-hmm. That's true. That's
wow.
true. That's
will
true.
Will they be walking around in public, or will they be hidden inside of a factory?
Yeah. No, hell no. They're everywhere. They're on the place right now. That's why. And that's and then between that and the dead people. Remember how they have no bail now, so you can go do whatever you want to do because there's no bail because it's against the law to have a habeas corpus if the people are dead. They're dead, so they can't make them make bond because dead people don't make bond. Then, between the clones and the dead people, y'all, the zombie apocalypse is our, we've been talking about this forever, and everybody laughs and laughs and Dion, they're not going to shoot people
I
in laugh. The face.
I'm on Dion up till yesterday.
Yeah. yesterday.
Well,
they're not going to shoot people. People ain't going to lay in front of people's houses and in front of their buildings and beat them with a pipe and they're not going to run around and beat people up and live in the streets and shoot needles in their arm. J.W. was on a trip, and he was stepping over cadavers and people that was stoned with needles still stuck in their damn arm where they shot up late on the street. Fifth Avenue, as a matter of fact.
New York City.
You cannot believe it. You cannot believe it. It's unfathomable that you say that you reach this level of disdain. It's like, what happened? I know. Let's go to Bali. Let's go to the Philippines where it has success going on in the Philippines. I'm like, normally you wouldn't have that as an opinion, you see. Let's go to Indonesia to have a better standard of living.
So
what are
the vaxxed humans, or if the humans that were vaxxed, if they're not human, what are they?
They're alien. They're becoming alien. They'll become, when they don't die, if they don't die, they'll be converted into alien, or what is known as what you call the walking dead, which is the same thing. And that's already starting. They're going to call it a disease. They'll figure out a way to call it. Kind of like, remember we used to talk about the polio? How many polio doctors do you know?
Yeah.
Remember polio?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we say, wait a minute, they eradicated polio? Well, this is going to be the same thing where they're going to have this as a condition where the constriction happens when it changes the way the blood functions because you're not eating no food of any value. And if you don't have the minerals right, you don't have a press. See? That's the point. And that's why it's like, okay, the jig's up. Y'all get it or don't get it, it's up to y'all. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something now. Everybody pay attention. If you never heard anything we ever said, take this down. This, Bob, you can make a soundbite out of this if you want to. Listen, the tech body is doing real good this week. You understand? It's doing real good. So the race is on, and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartaches pulling to the inside. Y'all better come on with this thing now because Bob don't care. Because either way, Bob wins.
I'm the umpire and I don't care.
That's right. You're out of here.
What is it that takes you out of contention for being cloned?
Don't be vaccinated. Don't take the test for it. Cause you're building yourself into the bank. The Mormons have been working on this forever. Remember that stupid angel, Joseph Smith, that set the whole damn thing up with the tabernacle choir and all that DNA following of who begat whom with the genealogy stuff? That's the whole tracking. That's the tracking position. With those cellular strata. Cells are what's important. See? That's why we said, that's why Carolyn shines so brightly with dealing with the polymerase and how do your counts affect how your body responds to itself. Like some drugs they'll give you, your body will fight against it. It'll cause you to have an immune resistance that has a breakdown or a deficiency in your body. And so then it'll shut down an organ, or it'll do this, or it'll do that. Or take a statin and kill your liver. That's what do. Yeah, that's a good idea. Try that and see how long you live.
You said that the PCR test was checking to see if you're clonable. So is there, what is it they're looking for that would make you not clone?
No, no. They just line it up. They put that in the suit. Here's another example. Here's another example. Here's another example. Here's another example. And example after example, what happens is they start setting themselves in position to go, okay. And they keep building this to a larger level, degree. But see, this is only from the alien's perspective of what's viable. What's viable. Remember the Matrix? This is like soup for the Matrix. It's Matrix soup.
Hey, listen,
I have a question.
Yeah, that's not perfect.
Here's a question for
perfect.
You, Alyssa. Listen, this Joseph Smith, the guy who had the visions for and created the Mormon Church, he started when he was like 24 and he had several visions. And then he got everybody interested, and about 1840 he formed the church and locked it down. That's where the Taino chart begins, 1840. And that's the E.T. contact that the Dark Journalist says some secret societies in America in the 19th century knew stuff. Well, maybe they learned from Joseph.
Wow. Well, you see, the reason we fight this the way we do is because y'all are trying to categorize things into a span. It's not like that. There is no time. So if you can take time out of that conversation, it all starts to make perfectly good sense pretty quickly. And then you kind of lay back like Chad was talking about the magic eye. If you can relax your vision to see the big picture, you can see things that you wouldn't see otherwise. Got that?
Ion, do the clones have a social security number?
Sure. They have birth certificate, social security number, and they have QSIP and ISIP numbers, sure, why not?
Is that part of the motivation to make more people for the birth certificate?
No. This is just, they're going to spam. That's not long term. Don't worry about that. They're going to be on Social Security. The only Social Security, you can depend on is the RNA drops. So you get the bread of living water. And living water. That's the only socially secure thing you can depend on.
Thank you. Is Fetterman a clone or?
No, he's just dead. He's just dead.
Oh, well, then he has a double.
No, that's not even that. That's not even him. That's not that. He's not even. He is, that's why he's in this mess where he can't go back to work and he can't do this and he had depression and he's lost 45 pounds and now he wants to kill himself or not kill himself or he's mad because he didn't kill himself when he had the change and all that kind of foolishness. It's foolishness. But yeah, that's a hologrammy. He is a hologrammy.
Yeah, the news items are distractions. It's a top hit of distractions, No longer top 40 of music, it's top 40 of distractions. And he's a one-hit wonder. He's just a one-hit wonder.
Yeah, Casey Kasem had it right. This is America's top 40. Look, this is...
Can clones engage the OA movements?
They can. Yes, they sure can. Remember... In the OA, they had built machines to do it. Same issue. That's not a problem. There's no barrier. There's no barrier there.
Can they engage the keys and heirs?
Yes, they can, but they rarely do. That's not really available everywhere. Y'all have it and don't take advantage of it. So it's kind of a slap in the face if you want our opinion of it, but we don't care. Do what you want to do. All right with us. Rejig it.
Do they know they're cloned? Are they aware that they're cloned?
What different? What different? Okay. Are you alive?
I don't know.
I opened the gate because not one of you are qualified to get on the goddamn rocket. Now, you guys look at yourselves. Look in the mirror. All these years I listened to Bob and I didn't make it. You guys had to fucking do some scheming. Not one of you.
Yeah.